أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today is the 29th day of the blessed month of Ramadan, and for some this will be the last fast of this year. For others, based on the moon sighting confirmation, tomorrow will be the last day of the month of Ramadan. But whatever the case may be, let us make the best opportunity, the best usage of the time that we have available to us, whether it be 1 or 2 days in this blessed month of Ramadan, to try and make a change within our lives, to ensure that we have safeguarded ourselves and that we are, you know, being able to be recipients of the divine mercy of Allah. In our tradition for today, in trying to reconnect to the Thaqalain, to the Prophet, to the family of the Prophet and the Quran, we want to look at a tradition that has been reported to have come to us from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he gives us yet another metaphysical reality of the Quran, however one which would take a physical shape, a physical manifestation, if we were to really take such traditions to heart and actually with full conviction and certainty within ourselves and every core of our being were to believe such traditions and have no doubt and acceptance in them. If we were to have that level of acceptance and belief in these traditions, then definitely we would be able to see what has been mentioned in the traditions within our day-to-day life. And in this particular tradition that comes to us from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, has been reported as having said the following statement about the Quran. A person who recites 100 verses from anywhere in the Quran and then says Ya Allah 7 times, if he wanted to remove a huge boulder from the ground, he would be able to do so with the permission of Allah. Belief in Islam is one thing. To say we are Muslims is one thing. But to have a conviction, a deep-seated conviction in our heart is something else. Many of the traditions point to the fact that having that firm, deep conviction and belief is something which is a challenge for many people. Traditions give us understandings of the ability to walk on water had we had deep conviction in the verses of Allah and in the belief in Allah. Many other traditions give us these indications that, you know, the most impossible of tasks, the most tremendous of actions, which are normally impossible for the average human being, would be made easy and very possible to do with a firm conviction and belief in the teachings. And this tradition is no different from the Commander of the Faithful, where he has been reported to have been said that to recite 100 verses from anywhere in the Quran, and then that individual were to say Ya Allah, to call upon God, to call upon his or her creator 7 times, that as the Commander is reported to have said, that were that individual to want to lift a large boulder off of this earth, that it would be a task that Allah, if Allah permits, that would be possible for this individual. This, my brothers and sisters, is a level of conviction that we have to be when it comes to Islam, when it comes to the Quran, when it comes to the Prophet, and it comes to the family of the Prophet. That we not only have to believe in them at a superficial level, but rather deep down within our heart, within our essence, within every atom and cell in our body, we have to have that conviction that this religion is the true religion, that this book is the last and the greatest of all of the books that God has sent, that this Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, is the last of the prophets, the seal of the prophets, that none will come after him, and that his family, the Ahlul Bayt, beginning with his daughter, her husband, the Commander of the Faithful, and their 11 imams that come from the progeny of Ali and Fatima, peace be upon all of them, that these are the true and truthful representatives and the only legitimate successors and the appointed, designated successors of the Messenger of God. And if we are to have such a firm conviction in our lives, then definitely we will see nothing short of miracles happen within our lives. Because when we have such a conviction as this tradition has shown us and other traditions speak about, there is no doubt that Allah, our creator, our manifest cherisher, our sustainer, the one whom we adore and the one whom we submit to, that he will make the most impossible of tasks possible for you and I based on our deep-seated love and conviction and firm resolve in this way of life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.